Blog Talk Radio.
In other words, you need something from somebody. There is somebody out there that can provide for you exactly what you need. But do you have the balls? Do you have their number? Can you go to them? Do you have access to go to them and ask them for what you need? Now, this can be something as simple as needing some money. So you might have to, you know, even though you haven't come around in a while, they haven't seen you in a minute, y'all been estranged from each other for a while, you may have somebody that you know has the money that you need. So let's say you need a couple of dollars, a couple of thousand dollars. You know how it is. Money gets real funny when you need more than $900. Actually, $900 sounds like a lot of money to need at one time. But I don't know. Is it me, or it seems to me like $900 sounds like more money than asking for a couple of thousand. Is it just me? It just sounds weird. Like, yo, I need $900. Like $900. Where am I getting $900? Let me see. But a couple of thousand. You know, you're only going to ask a person for a couple of thousand that you know has more than a couple of thousand to be able to lend you. Straight up and down. $900 can put somebody who doesn't have $1,000 in a quick hardship. You understand what I mean? Like, somebody might have $1,000. You asking them to give you 900 of it. So I'm only going to have 100 left in my savings? I don't know. But if you ask me for a couple of thousand, either I have that couple of thousand or I don't. So that's a yay or nay. So if somebody if you need a couple of thousand dollars from somebody, you can go to them and be like, yo, I know, listen, I mean, I need to borrow 2,500 or $2,000 real quick. I can pay you back at a specific time or whatever, because you know the person who you would go to or would even consider lending you that money probably has about 10, 20 or more in the stash. That like 2,000 might be their paycheck. So they can cover. Matter of fact, $2,000 may be much less than they paycheck. Somebody who makes six figures, they get paid more than $2,000 a check. Easily, very easily. So when you need someone the most, like if you need somebody who has money because you need money, but you know that you've done some shit, you know that you've done some things that, you've done some things that may warrant you not deserving that money or you not being eligible for that money. Like, for example, maybe you owe them money. Like, you need more money, but you never really paid them back the money that you did owe them. You know how somebody owes you money and then they get to haggling over how much they really owe you? So let's put it like this. Let's use a familiar, a all too familiar ratchet-ass scenario. Somebody lent you $500. They lent you $500, and then you had a Groupon for $200, and you took them to dinner. So you took them out to dinner, spent $200 on them, and then you paid them back $300. Now, they're looking for the rest of their money. Like, well, okay, so you owe me $200. I owe you no $200. I took you out to dinner. I spent $200. So, well, let me get this straight. I spent $200 on you. I mean, you spent $200 on me at dinner, for dinner, but I gave you $500 cash money. Cash money. One in 20s. I gave you 25 20s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 6, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I almost got to 1,000. I meant to stop at 25. But anyway. Yeah. So when they took you to dinner, you thought that they were just doing a nice gesture for you. Like, you've taken them out to dinner before. Now, they took you out to dinner, and evidently, they subtracted that cost that they even ate from and on from the money that you lent them. So, here they come around owing you $200 but being in denial of it, and y'all may have fallen out after that. Stopped speaking for a little while. Had a little silent war going on. Well, you know, they seem to believe that I owe them money, but I don't owe them no money because I spent over $200 on that dinner. Or I paid for something else for them. So it was the $200 for the dinner plus I bought a bag of weed, $50. So technically, I at least matched the $200, or I actually overpaid them, like with some interest. Well, y'all probably don't agree on that. So you stop coming around. Y'all got a little silent war, a little cold war going on. But guess what? Now you need money. You need to borrow more money. And you need way more than $500. So let's say now you need $1,500. You paid back the three. But you owe the two, but now you need $1,500, which will essentially mean that you have to pay back $1,700. Do you have the balls to go to that person that you did that fuck shit to and ask them for the money? Do you have the balls? Will you do it? You need them. Nobody else, unfortunately for you, sucks to be you, nobody else that you know can come up with that kind of money in a pinch without having to, you know, go to the credit union, without having to dig into their savings, without having to go to the ATM. There's only one person you know that will have that kind of money on hand quickly without causing them a whole lot of trouble and without them asking you a whole lot of questions. You might be too scared to go and ask them to do it because you know you're wrong. Now, you defended yourself. You defended yourself on not owing them no money. But I bet you right now you'll submit to owing them. Right now, since you need more money than you borrowed before, you ain't gonna do the stupidest thing in the world, which would be to be like, well, I don't owe you no money, but I need to borrow some more. Mm-mm. Right now, you gonna purge yourself. Right now, you gonna plead guilty instead of not guilty. You know how like anybody who has committed a crime going to criminal court and was facing years in jail, anybody who has been in that situation knows that in order to get a deal, like in order for the DA, let's say the state has more than enough information and evidence to prosecute you and win. Like, we got eyewitnesses, we got you on camera, you know what I mean? Like, it ain't looking good for you. The prosecution state or the state's case is very strong. Your case is mad weak. So you pled not guilty. But in order to get that deal, guess what you got to do? 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 You got to plead guilty. That's how it's going to go. That's how you cannot get a deal if you hold on to your innocence. If you pledge your innocence, if you plead your innocence, I should say, and you maintain your innocence, no deal. No deal. All right. The court is, I mean, the state is like, all right. Let's go ahead to jury selection. So in order for you to get that deal, all right, I'll take the guilty plea, but I'm going to take this deal. It may already be time served or may end in probation, whatever. You go take that deal. Same thing as if you owe somebody some money that you disputed and now you need more money and you really, really need them to come through. What a guan do? You need some money right now, it's true. T. Carrie Wright says, no, give me my money. Carol said, I was taught not to be a lender or borrower. Yeah, but we all got to do it. We all got to do it. There comes a time in your life where you're going to have to get yourself in some debt. Now, you might not do it personally. You may not borrow money from friends and family, but if you finance a vehicle, guess what? You got a car loan. If you get a mortgage on a house, guess what? You got a homeowner's loan. You got a mortgage. So we all borrow from somebody somewhere at some time. If we have anything of real substance, of real equity, and it's okay. It's not whether you owe somebody that matters. It's how well you manage your debt. That's one thing that the Honorable Louis Farrakhan really impressed upon me. He, back in the 90s, you know, the press was really talking heavy about how his businesses were racked with all this debt. And he was like, it's not about how much debt you have. It's about how you manage your debt. He said the government of the United States has lots of debt,
but they're able to manage their debt and pay it off. That's what matters. That's how you build bridges. And he was right. So it's right in your life too. So yeah, there comes a time when we owe somebody. The important thing is that you pay them back. The important thing is that you honor your agreement. But what we're talking about tonight is when you need somebody the most, when you need someone the most, but are afraid or ashamed to ask for it. There could be reasons that you are ashamed or afraid. You know, sometimes when you haven't been around nobody, you haven't talked to them in a while, and you know that maybe that's at the time when you were going through whatever you were going through, or, you know, when you were busy, they really were in a jam. You know when those times can be? You know, when somebody is dealing with a death in their life, or someone being sick, and that might be the time when things are popping for you. So you went with what was popping for you, but that person that was going through it, you know, you didn't necessarily abandon them, but you didn't represent the way they might have needed at that time. And guess what? It's going to have them feeling like you neglected them, like you left them out there, like you didn't represent, like you didn't come through. And it's true. So what happens? What happens when you going through your own shit? When your child was in an accident, or your mom, or your dad, or somebody close to you, your spouse or somebody is really sick. And, you know, you got to handle all of their business affairs. You got to handle all of their health issues. And, you know, you gotta really be there for them. And it gets heavy for you. It's not something that you're used to doing or something that's easy for you. And you need somebody to lean on, somebody for moral support, somebody maybe even to help be a resource for you. But you know that if you pick up that phone and call them, they're going to look at you sideways, because when they was going through it, you weren't there. They needed you. Now, they might not be mad at you, but they ain't forgot. They didn't forget that when they needed you the most, you weren't there. Shit, sometimes it can be something as simple as, yo, it was the anniversary of my blah, 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 or my birthday party. And let's say it was my 50th birthday party, 40th birthday party, some kind of milestone birthday party. And I wanted all of my people to be there. I wanted us all to wear this, that, and the third. You know, this was going to be my big day. And you were such a big part of my life. I wanted you to be there. I was even going to buy your dress or your suit or whatever. I needed you to be there. And you weren't there. You was too busy doing this, that, and the third. You was making excuses. You found a way not to be there. Well, now that you need them, you might feel funny picking up the phone knowing that you didn't make it to that party. No explanation either. You were supposed to come. You were scheduled. There was a seat for you. And all of that, you ain't show up, ain't say nothing either. They had to come looking for you. So now you need them, you might not feel comfortable picking up the phone and asking for them, because you might not feel like you deserve it, and you might be a little ashamed to ask. You know what I'm saying? When you need someone the most. If y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said 319-527-6199. Yes, yes, y'all. 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby.
And make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get'emism Show. I'm your host, Sun752. And we are talking about when you need someone the most, but are afraid or ashamed to ask for it. Afraid or ashamed to ask for it. When you need love. We all need love. Sometimes we need love and affection. Sometimes that affection is sex. Everybody gets a little horny sometimes. You know, the single life might be all right for you until sometimes your insides be like, my body's calling for you. And females have a real problem with this because, you know, most women don't like to just lay down with anybody for a couple of reasons. First of all, you know, women are normally more concerned about catching diseases because, you know, the thought is that most men are out here sticking and moving. Plus, they don't want to get their emotions all tied into it. And sometimes with a lot of women, the sex act is directly associated with their emotions. So they don't want to get the two confused and get their feelings hurt. They don't want to get a nut and still get the butt kicked. Get a nut, still get the butt kicked. Get a nut, still get your butt kicked. Get a nut, still get your butt. Nut, still get your butt. Get a nut, get your butt. Get a nut, still get your butt. Nut, still get your butt. Yeah. So, but, you know what I mean? That little toy in your little drawer or whatever, between the box spring and then in the mattress. You know what I mean? Sometimes you might need a man, a real man, a 100% 98.6 average temperature man, living, breathing, telling you that it's going to be all right. You might need a hug. You might need to be held for a while. Baby, it's going to be all right. I swear to God. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't worry. I know. It's all right. It's all right. Plus, you might need to get dug out all crazy. You know what I mean? You might need some screams and moans and you might need that. You really need it. But maybe the last man that you was with, you told him that y'all wasn't never going to do it again. Since you can't give me what I want, since you won't do this, that, and the third, or whatever. Whatever the case may be. I'm moving on. You need to move on, too. But you got these juices, these vaginal juices that's running all wild. You know what I mean? Twat percolating. Waking you up at night on some cat shit. Wow. 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 Like, shut the fuck. Oh, that's the voices in your head. Your silly ass is on the bed. Your silly ass is on the bed, like. And all my cat owners know what I'm talking about. Row! 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 Might not be a good idea for you to call that man. You told him, nah, we through. You told him you ain't needing. You told him that, look, that's a wrap. It's over. You told him what you told him. Emily told my son, what the heck O doing? You know what I'm doing. You probably did it yourself. You ain't gonna tell me
that men in jail are the only ones that suffer with really wanting to have sex when they can't have sex. Women do it too. That's why y'all be having all them toys, them strange ass masturbation toys. In the shower. And y'all, y'all nasty. But it's all good. Bottom line is, sometimes your fingers, your plastic, it ain't enough. Sometimes you need somebody to hold you and tell you that it's going to be all right, that it's going to be good, that you're good, that everything is cool. Plus, you need to be dug out all crazy. Happens. I need to be held and beaten at the same time. Brother, can you spare dime? I need to be held and beaten at the same time. Brother, can you spare? I need to be held and beaten at the same time. You'll be all right. Beat me tonight. Let me held and beaten at the same time. Can you get me some? Can you hit me one? Hit me one. Hit me one. Can you hit me? Hit me one. Don't play dumb. Y'all ain't got a lot of me. I've been around the world. I've been around the world and I done found some horny. All right. Yeah, we have an adult conversation. It's Friday, yo. It was good. Let me see. T.K. Wright says, someone has done this to me before, talking about that money. Yeah, they gonna give you provide you a service and subtract that from the bill. Never telling you that, though. Emily says, people need to pay me that owe me. I hear you. Mia said, if I give you money, I want money in return. If I borrow money, money is what I return. I hear that. She also says, my sister would have no problem asking for more of anything, including money, while she is still owing. You know what? You know who else was like that? My dad was like that. And you know what? As ratchet and as out of bounds as it may seem, you know what? You got to respect people who do that. Because people like you, people like me, people like Carol, we'll suffer in silence. Like, no, I ain't doing that. I don't like owing nobody. I don't want nobody having that over me. I don't want nobody, you know. Meanwhile, people like my dad, people like your sister, you know what I mean? They be like, yeah, but I got mine. Y'all over there meeting. Meanwhile, my needs are taken care of. I'm going to go ahead and pay back when I pay back and all that kind of stuff, but I got mine. Y'all letting y'all pride get in the way, but I got mine today, and I'm chilling, smoking a J. I borrowed more money than I even needed, and now I'm chilling, and it looks like a nigga cheated. But I'm all right. Look at you, all bummy, looking like you need some money, scared to borrow, going to work every day, and still don't have enough money to pay your own damn bills. Yeah, you went shopping, and now your stock is dropping. But I got to pop bell. Niggas rock round here, let's know the bell. But not me. Not me. Yeah, sometimes your pride will get in the way. And that's what we talk about. When you need someone the most but are afraid or ashamed to ask for it. You know, when we talk about needing love, man, needing love comes in a lot of different forms. And we was talking a little bit about when you need sex and might be ashamed or, you know, like you might have to go back to your ex. And you ain't trying to do that. You don't want to do that. Like, that's the last thing you want to do. But you know that either she is the one that got the snapper, or he going to pipe you right. He might not do you right, but he going to pipe you correctly. He going to get you through the night. Let me take you down. If only for one night, you gonna get your shit off. I know you're tired. Let me spread them thighs. Okay, let me stop being nasty. been a while though. You know what I mean? I ain't talking nasty to y'all in a minute. You know what I mean? It's Friday. All right. Let me see what else y'all saying. Want to cover a few of these comments. Carol says, I got a corner picked out and I can still shake it. And I can still shake it if I have to. You go. Don't nobody. Listen, a check is a check. Don't nobody make you feel bad. Don't let nobody make you feel bad by shaking your money maker. Make sure you make all the money from your shaker that you could, that you can. Carol talks to Mia, and if you ride by, mind your business if you ain't buying. It's hard for me to ask for help. Mia says, it's hard for me to ask for help, and because it's so hard, if I ask, I truly need the help. And that's the problem. You know, when you are ashamed or afraid to ask for help, normally you wait until you need the help so bad that the hole that is dug for you is so hard to climb out. I mean, maybe you should have nickel and dimed your way. But oh well. Nonetheless, when you need it, you need it. But going back to needing love, man, a lot of times you need love. You know, people who don't have love in their lives, you know, they be all miserable. They be bad. You know, when you need love, I mean love. I'm not talking about sex. I mean when you need love, when you haven't had anybody who really has cared for you in a while, who has expressed their affection for you, their admiration for you. Nobody has told you that they're really proud of you. And sometimes you need a specific person to be proud of you. You need a specific person to love you. You need a specific person that is glad that you're there. You need them to be glad that you're there. You're glad that they're there, but that feels like a given to you. You need them to appreciate you the way that you appreciate them. And you might have to get that confirmation or verification from a person sometimes. You might be bitching, scared to ask because you don't think that the answer that you're going to get is the answer that you really need at the time. At that time, when you need someone the most but are ashamed or afraid to ask for it. Shoot, this could be, I mean, when you talk about love, that's a deep one. And it's very subjective. But it could be somebody who falls out a lot? You and contractors that work in your home? Which one of y'all don't have no contractors that y'all on the outs with? Like, I don't think I'm going to use him to do no work around here no more. You know, he can, first of all, he was slow doing the money. And, you know, first of all, he'll give me one price. And then when all is said and done, then he adding on to all this extra stuff that he never talks about. When he was doing the work, it always come out the more than whatever the contract was, and you know, but when he needs to come back and finish something, he's gone in the wind, and yeah, we can't catch up to him and all that kind of stuff. So I ain't doing no work. Steve can't do no work in my house no more. Jay can't do no work in my house no more. Mr. Ron, no, they not. Uh-uh. Anybody know some good contractors? That line sounds. Yo, do you know anybody who does work on houses? Any of that sound familiar to? Yeah, all my homeowners know what the fuck I'm talking about. So you may have fallen out with your contractor. Money disputes. That's all it's about. That's all it's about, money. But guess what happened? In that last storm, it blew off your garage door, your basement door, or it messed up your roof. Guess who will come in and fix it for cheap? Guess who will come in and fix it for cheap? Guess who will come in and fix it for cheap? But you gotta call him, gotta call him. You said you would never use him again. And you solidified it last time because there's a dispute over a few hundred dollars, maybe $500. He put a deck on your house. The deck was $5,000. The deck was $5,000, and because he didn't do something or whatever, you held back $500. Like, I'm not giving you that until you fix that, or you owe me from this last. You said such and such was included in this, and then you didn't do it.
whatever the dispute was, but now you need them again. You gonna call them again? If nothing else, you know you can trust him. Yeah, y'all had y'all little money disputes and all that kind of stuff, but you know that if you leave him in your house by yourself, him and his crew, they're not going to steal nothing. They're not going to be looking at your daughters or your spouse or, you know, giving them they're respectful. You can trust them in your home, in and around your home. But guess what? You're going to have to humble yourself and dial that phone. Listen, man, I need you to come through and fix this roof. Or my shingles fell off. I need you to come fix these shingles. And I just switched over my washer and dryer and stove from gas to electric. So I need you to come put in this 240 line. It's money. He's a businessman. He's going to come and do it. But are you willing to swallow your pride and go back into negotiations for whatever the price was that y'all were in dispute before? Are you going to relinquish your anger and get back to the matter at hand and get your business done? That's the question. Those are the questions that you're going to have to be confronted with. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Norris says, I can't stand the 20 questions that come with asking for help. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? And also, Barbara Hill, Bobby C. Say, what's going on? And she says, that's why my house is falling down around me. My neighbor who does repairs tried to kiss me in the mouth more than once. And everybody else want to smile in my face and not work. Wow. Mia says, I'm not calling the neighborhood fix-it man if he messes me over. Exactly. But guess what? You need those shingles put on. You need that heater put in. You need those Ranger switched over. You need that 240 line, baby. You. Some of y'all have men that don't know how to do nothing around the house. Don't even know how to change a lock. It happens. And do you know what happens? When you don't know how to do stuff around the house and your man don't know how to do stuff around the house, you wind up having to overpay every single time something goes wrong in the house. You be house poor like a mother. Like a mother. Barbara said, the contractor tried to kiss her in the mouth. Like, I can do this for cheap. All I need, cause I creep. Yeah, and she don't know what I know. He tried to kiss that Barbara all the time, but she keep pushing away, keep saying no. She could get work for done cheap. I'm just saying. When you need someone the most, but are afraid or ashamed to ask for it. I don't want to kiss this nigga in the mouth. I'm willing to cheek him. I'm willing to Eskimo kiss him. I don't want to do it. But I'd hug. I'd give him a hug. I mean, I've hugged neighbors that I ain't liked before. I mean, it's the holidays. Just don't break out no mistletoe. But God damn it, it's cold in the house. I need this heater fixed. If I call the heater service
Yo, these cats gonna be, come on, they gonna eat up all the Christmas money. Shit. This was shaping up to be a Louis bag Christmas. It's about to be, messing with them, it's gonna be a Dooney bag Christmas. I'm dreaming of a Dooney bag Christmas. Dooney bag. We were set up for a Louis bag Christmas. Do you know what I'm saying?
And it could still be a Louis bag Christmas, but you got to kiss somebody in the mouth. You got to humble yourself. You got to, listen, Snoopy kissed Lucy. Sure, she went crazy. But at the end of the day, a lot of people kiss their dog in the mouth. I'm going to tell you something. Kissing your contractor in the house, in the mouth does not make you a hoe. So if that's what you're thinking, dead it. Dead that. Dead it. It's dead. It's dead. That's not what it makes you. You can tell him no after you get your work done. In the meantime, okay. Boris said, right now, the work I had done recently, my son was here. He didn't want anyone here while I'm alone. He came from New York to make sure I was good. Oh, that's a good son. Oh. She says, a different neighbor from Honduras, has no license, is a painter, said he take off $500 if he could come by sometimes. I'm like, the F? I know your wife, and you know my husband, too. No more smiling for me. He just said, come by sometime. I mean, that's a damn shame that only the hoes out here getting the home repairs done for cheap or free. Meanwhile, y'all virtuous women out here, y'all paying out here like men. So, I mean, it is what it is. So, I'm just reading some of y'all comments. My bad. Listen, when you need someone the most but are afraid to ask, evidently there's more than enough of us, more than a few of us who balk at the idea of having to ask or having to humble ourselves. We got to do better. You know, you got people out here that ain't scared to beg, don't feel no kind of way about it. Now, I'm not saying that you have to do that. But when you really need someone the most, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the extreme. We ain't talking about when you need just a little bit more. We're talking about when you in dire straits right now. Shit is mad serious for you. It's going down. That's what we're talking about. You know, like, it's not going to be all right if you don't get this. Things aren't going to be okay. And I'm saying nothing's going to be all right. Not a damn thing will be all right if you don't ask. What the guan, people? Me brethren, what the guan? Somebody go on do something better. Somebody better go on do something. That's all I know. That's all I know. You need somebody most. You need love, or you need sex, or you just need comfort. You need the good word. How about that? How about that, y'all? When you need the good word,
You know what I mean? You need somebody to, you just need a few words of encouragement. You know, your confidence been shot for a few days. Your self-esteem took a hit. You know, you just need somebody to be like, yo, don't worry. Everything is going to work out. You know, you're a good person. And, you know, God is going to look out for you, and we're going to be there to make sure that what God don't present to you openly, that we make sure that you get on the low. You know what I mean? It happens. See, we all get down on ourselves sometimes. We all get into that funk. We all get into, you ever been in a spot where you couldn't move? Have you ever been in a spot where you physically felt like you couldn't move? Ain't nothing physically wrong with you, but you so stressed out that you feel petrified, stuck. Like there's a force holding you down. Like, sort of like when you feel the pins and needles in your foot or whatever, because you know your foot fell asleep, but on a severe, we talking about gangrene type level. Me talking about, so you gotta pay with money and yams. He wants it more than once. Listen, man, you gotta cross that bridge when you come to it. I'm not. Here's what I'm not gonna do. Okay, here's what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to tell no woman how to auction off their goods. That's not for me unless it's with me. You figure it out. Y'all women figure out all kinds of other situations dealing with y'all men. Y'all figure it out some kind of way. How will I get him to do this, that, and the third? You know what I mean? All that, y'all always figuring out something. I got a baby. I got a better idea. Baby. I got your baby. I ideas out the wazoo. But you want me to tell you how to get your crib painted for cheap? You're the one with the twat, not me. Hand it, Roy. Hand it.
Cheryl said, LOL, like the yams the first time didn't cover it all. Barbara said, the Honduran had to pay the other workers, LOL. Said he had three people working with him. To be honest, I immediately felt concerned for my safety. I told him I'd let him know tomorrow just to get him out. I could dig it. All right. So y'all always want to take things too far. We can't never have no fun on this show. That's why I'm going to do the birthday shout outs, because I don't have to put up with this. See, when I need a show to go smooth the most, who do I run to? Who? Did y'all even share the show? Did y'all subscribe to the channel? Did y'all even like the show? Did y'all? But everybody want to make me look like the bad guy, because I said, use your feminine energy to get it done. So that's why I'm just going to do my little birthday shout out, and then I'm going to go back to my miserable, struggling lifestyle. That's what I'm going to do. A part of me is very angry right now. I'm very frustrated. And there's certain people on this show that I'm not speaking to, but I won't name names. But one of their names, the initials are like MC. And the last name was like the last name of the family on Happy Days. No names. The other person, you know, has like a hyphen in her last name. But it might have something to do with somebody in the chat. It might not. The other person also has a hyphen in her name and like a period. And it kind of rhymes with Barry White. C. Barry White. Rhymes with it. Anyway, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious.
audience. December 9th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Tracy Brown, Brown. Happy birthday to you. And also Christy All turning 44 years old today. And Gina Marie, happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for No Kid Hungry. And also Regina Curitan. Okay. Happy birthday to you. And Nadine Brown turning 53 years old today. And Shavara Reed turning 28 years old today, and Babby Benjamin turning 55 years old today, and she's raising money for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, and also Daniel Bodu turning 29 years old today, and Ikesha Bellamy, happy birthday to you, and somebody that I've known all the way since the 70s, my girl Jennifer Fleming turning 50 years old today, and Wayne Corder, happy birthday to you, Wayne Corder. Happy birthday to you. And also my brother, my brother-in-law, the brother of my brother-in-law. I guess if you're the brother of my brother-in-law, then you my brother that I always saw. Douglas Hatcher Sr. Happy birthday to you, bro. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. December 9th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I hope that today finds you good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, when you need someone the most. When this feeling comes over me, will you be there to receive? And let our love breathe. When this feeling, that's SWV 1996, baby. That's SWV 1996. If you don't know, if you ain't got the album, get the album. If you don't know the song, learn the song. It's dope. When this feeling comes over me, will you be there to receive and let this love breathe? Oh yeah. All right, yo, but you need something. When you need somebody, you need them. When somebody is able to provide something that you need, you got to open up your mouth. You got to put your pride to the side. You got to do whatever it takes in order to get whatever service or thing from them that you require. You know, you can let your fear and your shame get in the way. But this ain't the first time you've ever been ashamed of doing something. This ain't the first time you ain't fucked up. It ain't the first time. You know it ain't. I know it ain't. Stop acting new. You know what I mean? Swallow your pride and get that air conditioner put in. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m., for the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. You think we won't, when we will. Sit back, relax, do your thing, chill. So, my blog talkers, let me get you out of there. Yeah. It's taking too long? All right, come on. Stop playing. I ain't got all day. We already over time. Forget you. And for my YouTubers,